please?
Lesson about the ninth of Av, excerpt number one from the introduction of Chaim Vital to the Gate of Introductions. Chaim Vital said, when I was 30, my strength was exhausted and I sat bewildered and my thoughts perplexed. For the harvest is gone, the summer is over, and we have not been saved. There has not been healing to our illness, no cure to our flesh, no remedy to our blow, to the ruin of our temple, which has been ruined today, 1504 years. Woe unto us, for the day is over, one day of the Creator, which is 1,000 years. And also, the evening has come, which is 504 years more than the half of the second day. And still, the King of David did not come. And we know what our sages said. Every generation in which the temple was not ruined, it is as though it was ruined in its time. And I sought to know what it means and why our exile has been so prolonged and why has the son of Ishai, the Messiah.
Going.
Excerpt number two from the book Sfat Emet, portion Noach. Indeed, the power of unity is very great to invoke the power of the ruin from the heaven. But it's got to be for the sake of the Creator. And this exists only in the children of Israel. For the generation of Babylon all gathered and did not succeed. Only the children of Israel, the part of the Creator, was given the power of unity. And in children of Israel, it existed later in the building of the temple, because the temple was not a structure of wood and stone only, except only through the connection, the unity of the children of Israel. For in each person in Israel, there is a part, as it is written, Jerusalem, which is built like a city that was joined together, a city that makes all of Israel friends. And a building was made below through the souls of the children of Israel. And through the building of the temple, they arose to be adhered to the souls of the children of Israel in the upper world, as it is written, that there they rose. And this is just as the verse, let us build a city with its head in the heaven, except only when it was for the sake of the Creator did they succeed. Continue.
Number three from Exile and Redemption by Bala Sulam. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah and Providence, a far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah. And because they would not do it, but wish to include their narrow selfishness, meaning lo lishma, this developed the ruin of the first temple. Since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as other nations, but because the Torah prohibits it, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adapted the manners of their neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. And because they did that, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the kings and the selfish officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more conspicuous, because since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed by unvirtuous disciples headed by Tzadok and Baitus, their immunity against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this corrupt kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers, pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of the Torah. And they fought against the Poshim and brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised by the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Excerpt number 4. This is from the Malchu, Gates of Kedusha. Our sages said that a person's hatred takes him out of the world. It is as if one hates the Creator for creating him. It's written, there were righteous and very wise sages in the second temple, and it was destroyed only because of unfounded hatred. The end was not delayed or extended, except for unmerited hatred. Furthermore, the rest of the transgressions are dealt with in time. However, unfounded hatred is always in the heart, which at every minute transgresses, you shall not hate, and nullifies the commandments of do love your friend as yourself. Furthermore, about this mitzvah, it was said, this is a great rule in the Torah, and upon this everything hangs.
Next.
Excerpt number 5 from Bala Sulam, letter 60. There was a precondition from the beginning of the reception of the Torah, but afterward, since the time of the making of the calf, the package has been taken apart, since wars occurred and the children of Levi killed 3,000 men by the word of the Creator, and then the grievances against Moses and Aaron and the spies. Naturally, all those did not add love or unity. Afterward, after the coming to the land of Israel, it was still not quiet. Hence, it was irrelevant to ask anyone to uphold this prime commandment. However, in order for the Torah not to be forgotten from Israel, they began to engage in the rest of the commandments, although they had abandoned its main point, since they had no other choice. Perhaps this is what our sages meant when they asked about the ruin of the Second Temple, that there was no idolatry there, and they were proficient in Torah. So why was it ruined? They said it was for unfounded hatred. Perhaps this means that it was because they could not engage in the heart of the construction of the Torah, which is love your neighbor as yourself.
They brought it.
Excerpt number 6. This is from the assortments of halachot. The main flaw of the students of Rabbi Akiva is because they didn't have a love of mercy between them, which is the aspect of longing and yearning, by which is the main reception of the Torah that they had to receive from Rabbi Akiva, their Rav, which is the aspect of the revelation of the Torah. And so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that we need to have great love between us, and that is the main thing. And as it is brought with regards to the students of the Ari, that the Ari warned them several times to have great love among them. And one time he said that he was willing to come to Jerusalem, and that the redemption will come by them. But This was corrupted by the little dispute that happened by the wives of the friends, because the main reception of the Torah is by love and mercy, which is the aspect of yearning and longing of Kedusha, by which one merits the reception of the Torah and all the goodness. Excerpt number 7. This is from Rabash, What is Unfounded Hatred in the Work. Since there was unfounded hatred in the Second Temple, meaning that they hated the free, meaning to work for free, without any reward, but rather not in order to receive reward, hence, even though they engage in Torah mitzvot and in charity, because they did not have the aim to bestow, there was no room for the Kedusha, sanctity, to settle there due to the oppositeness of form between them. This is why the temple had to be ruined. The order of the work is that we need Torah and mitzvot and charity, so they will bring us to work for free. That is, they are only means to achieve the goal, which is to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as it is written, and to cleave unto Him. And our sages said, as He is merciful, so you are merciful.
Where are we?
We're in excerpt number 8 from Rabash 3, article The Ruin of Kedusha. One should pray for the ruin of the temple, that the Kedusha is ruined and in lowliness. And no one pays attention to this lowliness, that the Kedusha is placed in the earth and must be lifted from its lowliness. In other words, each one recognizes his own benefit and knows that this is something very important and worth working for. But to bestow, this is not worthwhile. This is considered that the Kedusha is placed in the earth, unused and unwanted. However, one must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to Him, as it is insolence on the part of man. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person, who is included in the collective. We will read next excerpt from the Maharal from Prague, excerpt number 9. The temple is worthy to be the wholeness of the whole world and not to Israel alone. And therefore the Torah is supposed to take sacrifices from the nations. And if the nations would resist the temple, no one would be able to stand even for 1 hour when the nations govern, as they would ruin him. Therefore, even though the nations resist Israel, the temple did not ruin, for there is an aspect in the temple that it is the wholeness of the whole world to the nations too, and therefore it was not destroyed by the nations, but only by unfounded hatred and dispute in Israel.